The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly, while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. I remember once hearing Scott Hahn describe the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament using three words, and they all began with the prefix in. You know, Protestants always come up with the catchy Christian sayings, don't they? Maybe that's why they catch so many Catholics into their churches. In any case, those three words that begin with the prefix in are internalize, intensify, and internationalize. In other words, Jesus came to teach us in the New Testament how to internalize the law of God and to change our hearts, rather than to see our faith as merely fulfilling external laws and checking off the boxes. Jesus came to intensify our love for God's law, so we try to live it every second, not just on Sundays. To intensify means to make our life intentional in everything we do. And third, Jesus helps us to internationalize our religion by seeing how its reach embraces the whole world and leaves out no one. The more we meditate on those three words that begin with the prefix in, the more we catch the contrast between the Old Testament and the New Testament, between Moses' Ten Commandments and Matthew's Sermon on the Mount. To internalize, intensify, and internationalize our faith means a Christian must be ready to go all in order to follow Jesus. These three words also help us to see why Jesus and the Pharisees just can't get along, whereas Jesus wants to internalize the faith. The Pharisees only require external observance of the law. Jesus asks that the faith be intensified and intentional, but the Pharisees are experts in finding exceptions and loopholes. While Jesus' perspective is international and holistic, the Pharisees are provincial and play partisan politics. For them, it's always us against them. There's always an enemy. Put simply, the Pharisees demand a faith that is externalized, exceptionalized, and exclusive. Indeed, the name Pharisee comes from the Hebrew word parush, which means separated ones. That is why Jesus says in the middle of the Sermon on the Mount, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. The words internalize, intensify, and internationalize highlight how the contrast between Jesus and the Pharisees could not be clearer. My friends, it's easy to point a finger at the Pharisees and to point out their failures. But remember, when we point one finger at others, three fingers are pointing back at us. Every Christian, therefore, must measure himself or herself by the standard of these three words: internalize, intensify, and internationalize, and ask ourselves if we are willing to go all in our relationship with Jesus. For example, is our faith life truly internalized? Or do we attend Mass and say our prayers like the rosary, merely going through the motions, external observance? It is very easy for a Catholic's faith to remain external. Second, how intensely do we put our faith into action? That is, do we seek merely the minimum, or do we aim for the maximum? On Fridays of Lent, are we eating lobster because it fulfills the letter of the law in order to abstain from meat? But that's hardly the spirit of the law. We look for loopholes and seek exceptions to make excuses for our laziness instead of living our faith intensely. And third, our faith must become internationalized, which, as you know, is what the word Catholic in Greek means. To be Catholic is to be universal in our love for others, and leave no one behind. This can cause a real flashpoint between nationalism and Catholicism, which is inherently and instinctively international. Our love for our country, our love for our culture, cannot override our love for our Catholicism. To internationalize our faith may mean we have to unnationalize it sometimes. These three catchy words can help guide us in Lent and for the rest of our lives. Constantly ask yourself, is my faith internalized? Is it intensified? And is it internationalized? And don't worry, whichever of those three ins we don't figure out here on earth, we will have plenty of time to do so in purgatory, where we will not be released until we have paid the last penny. Praised be Jesus Christ.